MCU Disney Plus shows come out weekly, but lots of other hot shows drop all at once. So which method is better? David Thompson of Cinema Spending joins me to discuss all of it right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Arbulary batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth! Mysterio is the truth!
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up and welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simi. Today on the pod, I've got a good friend in David Thompson of Cinema Spending joining me to discuss the never-ending debate of the weekly versus binge release model of streaming shows. David, welcome to the show, man. I am so stoked to have you. How are you doing?
Doing good, Ethan. Thank you so much for having me on today. This is I am one of those people that really is a bit confrontational about this topic. Like I'm not the type to just let studios and streaming services just do whatever they want. And that's kind of like my synthesis we'll get to in a second of like this binge versus binge versus weekly. Mm-hmm. It's just, I have a lot of thoughts on it. I feel like most studios most streaming services do it wrong. Thank you for having me today, because I have a lot of opinions on this.
I am so stoked that you're here, because I could not disagree with you more. I think this is going to be fantastic. And obviously, listeners of the pod know, if you're new to the pod, welcome. You'll get the full experience this round, this episode. But the moral of the story here is we try to keep it to 15-ish minutes. We'll try to cap it at 20, David, and see if we can be poignant enough with our arguments here to try to persuade one another and have a good, interesting conversation here. So I want to start off by saying, I think this came about because I had tweeted about how I really appreciated the week to week of Moon Knight and how it was super investing and enriching to the story. I thought it was interesting. You replied and you were like, this is no good. I want it all at once. I don't like waiting week to week. I want to know, just right out of the gate, just for Moon Knight, do you still stand by that? Now that the series is over, now that we had all six episodes, do you wish that we got everything all at once, or did the weekly model end up working a bit for you?
It did not work for me. I absolutely wish it was not. I will go a step further, Ethan. Not only do I wish that it was a binge model, I wish that Moon Knight was a TV or not a TV show, but a movie. Because sure. I think the story they were telling fit perfectly for 120 minutes, 150 minutes, and that was it. I personally believe, so in my own experience of Moon Knight was I really enjoyed episode 1 and I really enjoyed episode 5. The other episodes, I enjoyed bits and pieces. Okay. And with that being said, I think if the binge model was still there, you know, I would have just kept trucking along. I would have been going at my own pace. I wouldn't have been as interested as I was weekly to week. Week to week, though, was a grind for me. I didn't love this show. Episodes 2, 3, and 4, I was wanting more. Episode 5, I thought was amazing. And I think if it was still a TV show, if it was that binge model, I think I could have gotten there a little bit quicker, been more invested, been able to kind of like, in my experience, kind of push through the kind of build up they were doing in this show and get to the goods, which in my opinion, I liked 6 fine. I appreciated the action, but what's funny is episode 5 didn't have, you know, Moon Knight, the costumed hero at all. Right. It was far and away my favorite episode of that show. So yeah, personally, I wish it would have been a movie first off. And secondly, yeah, I wish it had, as a consumer, been dumped all at once.
I love that you came to the pod ready to play and you're just coming out with the hot takes right out of the gate. I really, I have a lot of respect for that. I think that is something really great that you stand by. And now you've got me thinking, right? Would it have been better as a movie? Would it have been better seeing all 6 at once and just making it a one night or a one weekend thing of like, hey, I'm going to spend a couple nights watching Moon Knight and that's what I'm going to do, on Saturday and Sunday. And then we can kind of move on or move forward from there. I think that's interesting. I think week to week worked for me personally. strictly, and this is going to be part of my argument come later in the podcast, strictly from a content perspective, right? If Moon Knight drops all at once, this podcast has a hard time existing from week to week, right? Because we get one dump of content and then I don't have anything to do every Wednesday for six straight Wednesdays. So I am appreciative of Marvel for dispensing things in that release order. I do want to bring up one thing here. So we talk about the week to week versus the binge. And I think something that's very interesting that I don't really know if we've seen done quite yet is what is going to happen with Stranger Things season four. Now, I know that this is a Marvel podcast, but Stranger Things is kind of back in the eye of the culture, back in the eye of the storm for Netflix, being one of their major streamer shows. We've got season four coming. And this is interesting because it's like a pseudo binge model, essentially, is what we're testing out here. And I really think Netflix is trying to see if people can meet in the middle, if they want something different, because we're getting this first volume of season four on May 27th, and then we're getting the second volume on July 1st. Is that a comparable meet in the middle for you from your perspective of doing like two big dumps? I guess that they have three, four, five episodes a piece, and they're all more than an hour from what I have heard so far. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, so I saw that. I'm a fan of Stranger Things, so I'm excited for the new season. It does come out on a very crowded day. It's the day of media, really. The I don't know, the day of summer streaming, summer movie going, Top Gun, Kenobi.
I'm about to just Stranger live Things. Pod all day long. Everything that I watch all day.
So I mean, it's going to be an unbelievable day of just content, just the day of content. And I'm cool with it. I'm kind of jumping ahead here, and I actually wanted to comment something on Moon Knight as well. But before, I'm all over the place. First thing I want to say is that I think that Netflix I have a lot of opinions. First thing is I tweet these things out from David's consumer side. Now, David's cinema spending businessman side says that everything should be stretched as far as you possibly can. They should make 22 episodes of Ms. Marvel and release them every 2 weeks. You know, they will keep us in there, because that's the thing. Disney, Netflix, Marvel, Star Wars, they have such a big fan base. They're able to keep everyone back week after week after week. It's because for a lot of us, we view it as, sorry, homework in a lot of ways. Like for MCU fans, I want to sit down and enjoy Moon Knight. I want to sit down and enjoy Ms. Marvel. But like, I also feel an obligation to, as a fan, as a content creator, as a writer. So from a business point of view, I completely understand. From this podcast point of view, I completely understand. For Netflix and going forward, I think that projects in general, so for Stranger Things, I think this is a good example. I think projects should, like studios should treat it as a project to project basis. What is best for this project, right? What is the optimal way of viewing experience for this project? Personally, so far with, say, the MCU, I think WandaVision was the only one I've seen that was optimized for a weekly release. Optimized. Standby and all this. Like, that was perfect. It was a cliffhanger. It led you guessing. And that would be fine to binge, too. But that was, I think, perfect compared to anything else. Even Moon Knight, right? There's an argument to be made for a weekly. However, when they released the press screenings, what did they release to the people?
Yeah.
Four episodes. Four. And I think to me, that was proof enough. Because end of episode four, you're hooked, right? And if I was binging it, that's how it would have gone. And then I would have flown into episode five and been like, this is amazing. And then probably would have left episode six even happier, because I'd be on that high from the end of episode four and episode five. So that's just my opinion. I think they actually even show their hand a little bit with this, like Disney at least did. I understand the business side of it. I understand, you know, I'm a writer over at thedirect.com, how we are able to pump out way more content from the weekly thing. It just keeps them in the loop a much more. And I do believe Netflix, Stranger Things thing is not a isolated incident. I do believe that they will continue to either do two parts, three parts, spread things out, because it's smart, especially with Netflix now, not looking like the king of the top of the hill. They need to get creative. And right now, getting creative and keeping people in the loop and keeping people interested is this weekly release.
Yeah, I think what is so intriguing is the fact that we, when streaming first came on to play, it was the binge model. We all thought binge was so sick. We were like, holy fuck, I can watch the whole thing right now. That was something that was new. It was fascinating. It drew us in. It got us, got our attention, exactly like you said. So now that we've kind of come full circle, we have gone from the binge model of what is can be exclusively done on streaming. There's no way a cable, you know, a cable station will say for the next 8 hours, you have to sit here and watch the show while we play it live. So I think that's interesting. And then you move to the weekly and you start to kind of more divide this fan base, if you will. And now we're kind of coming back full circle. What do you do? What's the next best thing? What's so intriguing? I have two topics that you raise that are very interesting and is further proof that this is such a large conversation and why I wanted to have you on the pod, because I think it's so fascinating that we think completely opposite about this situation. I love what you said about WandaVision and I highly, highly agree. I think when you take a look at something like Loki, I really do see the benefit of 6 hours. I really do think that being immersed in that world and story and specifically Loki, not any other Disney Plus show, looking at the core of what drives a character, I think plays out really well over that long of screen time that you might not get in a movie. I also am curious, and I don't have any insider info. I don't know if you know anything from your cinema spending business side. You look at things like Moon Knight, and maybe from a contract perspective, the easiest way to get Oscar Isaac in the MCU is by saying you get 6 episodes, you get 6 hours, you're right to millions and millions of households. You don't have to deal with the potential box office constraints. You don't have to worry about getting scarjoed and not seeing those box office dollars come in that you wanted. And, you know, the countless stipulations that might come in ensuring that you get the talent that you want. I think that's also something that could play here. Do you think that's something that's truly at play, or is that something like we tell ourselves as consumers of like, well, this is probably the only way he would have joined, so I guess it's what we get?
I don't know if it's the only way, because I'm sure there could have been some sort of negotiation with him and his agent for an upfront deal. Unlike deals of the past where it is very box office based, even though I think if you're going from 2022 on for an MCU film, you should be pretty safe. Mm-hmm. But maybe not for Moon Knight, right? Moon Knight is a very obscure character. Like the streaming numbers were down for the show in general. I think that's just because it was an obscure character. And that's all that really is. I think Oscar Isaac, they wanted Oscar Isaac because of that obscurity. And I think the fact that you might have a great point. I don't know for certain, but I would agree that him signing on for this TV show, probably all of his money was pretty upfront, right? I don't think there was any stipulations in there for like streaming numbers. I think sure. It was, hey, we're going to give you X amount of dollars. And I'm sure it was a fat check, by the way, to get Oscar Isaac in this show. Hey, we're going to just give you this. Please be in this, you know, limited series. Who knows if he even signed on for more than that? That's what I'm thinking too, because obviously, I don't know if you pay attention, there's been some weird back and forth. Like, is this a one-time series season? Is this season one? Like, they might not know that. Oscar Isaac may not have known that while acting in the first season. And I think that's part of this too. But yeah, I think you're onto something there. That makes perfect sense to me where, yeah, it might be more guaranteed money just right at the top. Don't have to worry about the box office. And in this climate, and especially when it was filming, that makes some sense. Yeah.
Totally. And I think another interesting perspective, you bring up like streaming numbers and how we doubt that that's part of any kind of stipulation or contract with these actors. Netflix basically doesn't release streaming numbers. I mean, essentially, except for their top 10 streamed of the year or like top 10 streamed of the quarter or whatever you may see that is like a buzz number or like essentially a quarterly earnings number. We don't know this streaming data. And I think that is something that is so important to keep in mind. We are still in like essentially the wild, wild west of the streaming wars. Like we don't know how these things operate. We don't know, truthfully, HBO Max's streaming numbers for a lot of their projects. We don't know a lot of these things.
Very frustrating.
exceptionally frustrating. Transparency is starting to happen more and more. We're seeing weekly numbers start to come out with these MCU Disney Plus shows. I would assume strictly from a an investor's perspective, they need to know that Marvel is headed in the right direction. Things like this. I want to pivot for a second here and ask this weekly versus binge. So I have this example that I wanted to bring to the table, and I want to get your take on project quality as a whole, and not necessarily whether it is, you know, released weekly or whether it is dumped, just the project being made. So Breaking Bad was essentially this golden era of television, right? This is when everybody was watching these massive shows. You've got Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire, things like that. And I remember watching Breaking Bad, a week-to-week show on cable television, knowing that I had to wait an entire week for what was next. Do you think that now that we've shied away from that, now we're either dumping things or we used to dump things and now we're back to weekly, do you think the kind of quality of projects are being determined in this fashion? Are things being made with the idea in mind of, okay, we got to stretch this 8 episodes. What are we going to do? Versus, you mentioned Moon Knight as a movie, versus Marvel Studios just saying, what is best? What do we actually really at our core think is truly best for this character? Not what is going to be best for numbers or investors or dollars.
Yeah. So interesting question. I think in general, if we're looking at, say, HBO Max, Netflix, Disney Plus, I think Disney Plus, especially right now with both, and I think Kenobi should be a movie. I'm like super.
You're the movie guy.
I am. I truly, genuinely believe this is all for boosting numbers on Disney Plus. Now here's the thing. I understand the fact that you're going to take lesser known characters and put them on Disney Plus. Why can't they just be Disney Plus exclusive movies? You know, I understand there's a lot to it. And I understand how you stay in that weekly news, cycle every week when there's these episodes. But to what you were mentioning earlier, I think it hurts it a little bit. Like, for instance, if I binge, say, Stranger Things season 3, I'm like, after I watch it, I go, oh yeah, that was pretty good. I like that. But after watching Moon Knight, I have every episode, I have a specific review for, an analysis for, because that's what everyone talks about for a week, at least in our realm of the universe, right? Like it's right. Like, oh, episode blank of Moon Knight. Let's rank the episodes of Moon Knight. Let's rank the episodes of Kenobi. That'll definitely be a thing in a couple of months. And I'll be one of those people doing it. And it's not fair. Like episodes are not the story, right? It's a bit of it. Like the first act, like we can critique the first act of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, right? Because it was shitty. But that's not the whole thing. You don't walk out being, it could be a critique of mine. I could say, hey, I didn't like that so much, or I liked it. But that, I feel like with this week by week thing, what we're currently in when it comes to specifically Disney Plus, obviously Netflix still pretty much does the dumps, but we are in this new era of the MCU with these Disney Plus shows. And we're getting, I think, too wrapped up in the week to week, I feel like a lot of us even critique, we would have shows ranked differently if you removed episodes or added episodes. I think we're getting very wrapped up in this, like, it's working, right? Because we are wrapped up in it, but we're getting almost obsessive with, like, we really critique episode by episode because of how it works. And hey, there's no such thing as bad press, I guess. Like, any press is good, but because we're all talking about it at the end of the day, I just think there is something to it. Yes.
Yeah. It's the pros and cons of the streaming world that we live in here. And it's the pros and cons of content is king, right? Are we consistently striving for just more content? Is that really what we want? Or do we have a specific vision in mind and we're executing from that, that holy spot of a vision of a project? I think is a question that will always be with us, at least for the next 5 years, and trying to figure this out. Okay, I got two more questions for you, David, before we get out of here. I want to know what you want for the future, and then we're going to give our quick pitches. I want you to give your quick elevator pitch for the binge model. I'll give mine for the weekly, and then we will get out of here. So for the future, we have all kinds of MCU Disney Plus shows coming up. We've got X-Men 97, House of Harkness, She-Hulk. We have tons of stuff. Ironheart, which I'm very excited for. Is there any one of these shows that you think specifically, I'm sure you would like them all to be binge, but is there any one show specifically where you're like, oh, this would be a good one for them to just drop it all and we'll just have a hell of a weekend and all celebrate and it'll be a really good time and it'll fit the project?
Excellent question. I would say specifically for Disney Plus, I think, and we're about to get it, Ms. Marvel. I think that's an excellent show where this is a character that's already under fire from fans and from non-fans. It seems like people that see her and see what the character is are like, what is this? Like, this just seems very obscure, maybe not interested, maybe not hitting the same demographics that normally people, I guess the same demographics that are normally there for Marvel shows. Also, fans, Ms. Marvel fans are like, what are her powers? Those aren't Kamala's actual powers. So that is something that, and the reason I say why I would benefit from maybe dumping some episodes is to let us buy in, right? Let us be invested. What if the first episode is slow and meh? What if the second episode is kind of fine? But then they know they have these great things lined up for them, like Moon Knight did with episode 5. Like practically all these Marvel shows have with their like penultimate episodes, right?
Right.
Where it could actually get people interested, right? We can keep flying through it. Okay. There is something to be said about being able to binge a show. I know people personally that will watch a Disney Plus show the day that the finale comes out or the day before, and they watch everything and then they can just watch the finale, right? And they've just binged all of it. And it's more enjoyable as a consumer for them because there is something to kind of being able to go at your own pace and get through stuff that's not the most intriguing, but it's important to the story, but you can just keep going right then and there. So I would answer that first question. I think Ms. Marvel was an opportune spot, which will not happen this June.
Yeah. You raise a lot of really good points. I think part of what is making Marvel Phase 4 so interesting and difficult and complex is this consistent need to be intertwined, right? This is what we were going for, and this is what we have now. And this whole like one and done thing is non-existent anymore, right? And the ability for someone, like you mentioned, to sit and watch 6 episodes and essentially choose to be done after that is kind of a way of the past and something that doesn't exist specifically in the realm of Marvel. And what I think is so fascinating about the box office right now, to relate it to the bigger scale, and maybe why we're seeing such a steep drop off for Multiverse of Madness in the second weekend. Things are too connected, and people feel too stressed and worried about trying to remember everything. And then you see movies like Everything Everywhere All at Once that are still just absolutely crushing the box office because they're a one and done. You don't need to care about a franchise and you don't need to care about the future. Last point I want to make. I think we're seeing this done with Kenobi coming up in just a few weeks. We're getting a 2-episode premiere. Now, from my memory, I don't think we've had that for anything for Marvel quite yet. I think this is something that people were not expecting, especially for a Star Wars property, and something like Kenobi that has a lot of heat behind it, has a lot of like passionate fan base. So I am curious about this kind of 2-episode premiere, and you've kind of got both sides of the two-faced coin here. One, you can look at it in the light and say, you know, this is exciting. They're giving us 2 episodes. They really believe and they think we're going to get really roped in. Or you can flip that coin over and say exactly what we said earlier of the Moon Knight screeners of, well, shit, they're giving us 2 episodes. They must not be that confident in the first episode or even the second episode as standalones. They need to prove their worth, and they're doing so by dropping 2 at the same time. So I think there's always, different things to think about and 2 sides to every story. Let's get out of here with our pitches. David, I want you to go first. I want you to give me your elevator pitch for why you want the binge model to return and why you want it to stay and why it is better for us.
Elevator pitch is simply go project by project. Depending upon the project, you do what is best. In my personal opinion, WandaVision was great. And ironically, WandaVision, I think, is the only other project that had 2 episodes to begin. Same as Kenobi.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
Yeah. But WandaVision, short, consumable episodes.
Right.
I believe that at no matter what streaming service you are, go project by project. Okay, does this make sense to even just do half of the seasons, right? Like Stranger Things. Maybe that'll be a nice little like booklet. Like this is part one, part two. It stays and you're winning business wise. It stays in the stratosphere of fans, right? It stays in on our minds. My elevator pitch is simply put that go project by project. And if it means you have to drop a weird, unique amount of episodes per week, do that. Okay. There can be a best of both worlds. I think people will understand if it's not just one episode per week. What if it's like one this week, then two the next week, you know? Or I don't know. This kind of goes back to the point of, I think they should even get more creative and make movies out of these smaller characters on Disney Plus if they feel like it, right? If they're pouring a bunch of resources into these shows anyway. I mean, if you wanted to make a movie, they definitely could. I just think that they're not being true to the characters and what the story should be. I think they're just trying to benefit off of what the weekly releases means business wise. And that's, I think, where the issue is, in my personal opinion.
I love that pitch. And I'm going to come right back and say, consumerism fucking rules, and I am a product of the system, so I want it. And that's my elevator pitch, is that I love the experience, the era, the vibe, the ability to predict, not just as a viewer, but as a community, right? To get on Twitter and to see what everybody else thinks, and to get on Reddit and to theorize about what's going to happen, to get on these podcasts and talk about what might transpire in future episodes or the penultimate episode or things like that, I think is something that I greatly appreciate and something that I really, truly love. And obviously from a business perspective, from a consumerism perspective, you stretch projects as long as you can. You make merch as much as you can. You want people talking about Marvel every single Wednesday until the day is over, until Twitter can't handle it anymore, right? And that's the goal. Along with that comes, you know, pick your own poison. Are you doing it for profit? Are you doing it for numbers? Are you staying true to the character, to the core of the project that you're trying to do? So I think this is interesting. I think the future is going to show us a lot of unique entries into this, the two episode premiere, the two volume drop. I can't wait to have you back on the pod to talk about these things as they keep going, David. And this was a great conversation, an absolute pleasure to have you on the pod, man. Thank you so much for being here and for enlightening me to this conversation. And if people want to find more of you, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find my podcast, Cinema Spending, anywhere you find podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and it's also at Cinema Spending on Twitter. You can follow my personal Twitter account. I tweet a lot, at David Thompson. That's two A's in the David, Thompson. Thank you, Ethan, so much. I appreciate all of your opinions. I'm glad we disagree on this. I think it's very fun. And I do get sucked into that weekly conversation and predictions. It is fun. I'm getting a little tired of it, though. That's just my final thoughts.
I respect that, and I agree with you. I'm getting a little tired, and you know, we'll see how long both of us can last. Definitely go check out Cinema Spending. Follow Cinema Spending on Twitter. Go check out the episodes. I was on there. I predicted what is coming to fruition with A24's Everything Everywhere All at Once. So yeah, if you want to hear me just preaching amazing stuff, go on to the episode that I was on. It was a good time. It's a great pod, David, honestly. I love that pod. What streaming style do you prefer, binge or weekly? Hit me up on Twitter at 15minutemarvel and let me know your thoughts. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on any major podcast platform. A huge shout out to the patrons of the show: Brandon Clark, Hajir Shakib, Reagan Knopp, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lawhorn, Corelia Christina, Mike Zego, TJ Zorich, and Jessica. Thank you all so much for your support of the show. I will see you back here next time. I am Ethan Simi, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.